Hi, I'm Sean. I'm Molly's dad from Miss Collinsbeer's class. And I'm going to read you The Emperor's New Clothes. Long ago, there lived an emperor who really loved new clothes. He had clothes for the morning and clothes for the afternoon. And he had extra special clothes for the evening. In fact, he had so many clothes that he sometimes didn't know what to wear. One day, two wicked men came to the palace to see the emperor.
"We are weavers," they said, "but we are no ordinary weavers. We can make a special magic cloth. If a foolish person looks at our cloth, he can't see it at all."
The emperor was impressed. This certainly was something new. "I would like you to make me a suit of this magic cloth," he said eagerly. The weavers smiled at each other.
"We shall need a very great deal of gold thread," they said.
"Oh, you shall have all the thread you require," said the emperor. The wicked weavers took all the gold thread and hid it in their bags. They sat down and busily pretended to make the magic cloth. One night, the emperor wondered how the weavers were getting on. "Prime Minister, find out if my magic cloth is ready," he ordered. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the weavers were hard at work. "Oh dear," thought the Prime Minister, "I can't see a thing, but I know that I am not stupid." So he hurried off to tell the Emperor that he had never seen such beautiful cloth. When the Prime Minister had gone, the weavers just laughed and laughed. Then they went to the Emperor.
"It is time to sew the cloth into a suit," they announced. "We need more gold thread."
When they got the thread, they hid it as before. The weavers pretended to cut and sew for a whole week. At last they asked the emperor to try on his new suit. When he had taken off his clothes, the weavers fussed around the emperor.
"Oh, what a perfect fit," they both cried.
The emperor looked in the mirror. He couldn't see any new suit at all, but he didn't want to seem foolish.
"No, it's a beautiful suit," he said.
Magnificent. The two weavers held their breath until they were sure the emperor had gone. How they laughed and laughed. How was it possible for clever people to be so silly? By now, everyone in the land had heard about the wonderful magic cloth and the emperor's new suit. They were all sure that they would be able to see it. Soon a royal proclamation was sent out. The emperor was to lead a grand procession, and he would be wearing his new clothes. When the great day arrived, the emperor sent for the weavers to help him to get dressed.
"Oh, your highness looks perfect," they cried when they had finished. But the emperor couldn't see the clothes at all.
"I can't be more foolish than the prime minister," he thought, "and he could see the cloth."
So he paid the weavers handsomely.
The trumpets blew and the great procession started. People had come from far and near to get a good view of the emperor in his new clothes. But how surprised they were when they saw him.
At last, one of the crowd said timidly,
"The emperor's new clothes are, beautiful."
Then everyone started talking at once.
"Oh, so fashionable."
"Very smart."
"Oh, divine," they said,
each of them anxious not to seem more foolish than the rest.
But one small boy laughed out loud and shouted, "Look! The emperor has no clothes on!" And at once the people around him began to laugh as well.
"Oh no," gasped the emperor, turning very red.
"I have been the most foolish person of all."
And as for the weavers, they were nowhere to be seen.